You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hey there, welcome to episode 317 of the SoulForge podcast.
Welcome to the SoulForge, a place of silent mystery, quiet contemplation, and outright mayhem. Join your host, Sean Vanderloo, as he guides you through the adventures of living. Together, we'll talk about life and love, sex and dating, joy and heartache, memories and loss, and so much more. Don't worry, it's not nearly as pretentious as it sounds. Get ready for life, the universe, and everything on the SoulForge.
Hey everybody, it's Sean.
And Leah.
And we're not going to talk about a cruise this time.
No.
I'm sure you're all sick to death of it.
Yeah.
So this time, we're going to talk about relationship level ups.
Yeah.
Because we can.
Yes, because we can.
What were you thinking there?
I was going to say something sassy like, what's that?
Ah, well, that's what this episode's all about. Aren't you in for a treat?
We are. Everybody is. They're all in for a treat.
Because that's what the SoulForge is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all about treats.
Absolutely.
So basically, who the hell knows, really?
Yeah.
We've looked up a bunch of articles, mm-hmm. and there's 4 stages of dating relationships. There's 5 stages. There's 7 stages. It depends on which article you pull up online.
Absolutely, yeah. And kind of where your belief system lies, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. We just thought we'd dive right into it, I guess.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the first stage of dating is the initial meeting or attraction.
Okay.
And we did that.
Yeah.
In case this is anybody's first time listening, why don't we talk about how that happened with us?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. So let's see. The year was 2022, mm-hmm. and our mutual friend Amanda introduced us because she likes yard sailing. You like yard sailing. I like yard sailing. And one day we all went.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. pretty much it, right?
Yep. That's pretty much it.
Yes.
Now, because Amanda liked you, I sort of backed off of that a little and I was like, okay, you know, I'm here to try to, you know, help facilitate this and whatever.
Right. Yeah. And I had just moved back from Timmins mm-hmm. and I wasn't looking for a relationship.
Right.
And I kind of suspected Amanda might be into me, but I'd known her since high school. And that attraction was just never there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So nothing wrong with that. It wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. But I noticed you right away and I'm like, who's this girl?
Right.
I'm just going to play it cool because, reasons.
Mm-hmm. Reasons. Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up with somebody else for a year.
Yeah, because you weren't looking for a relationship or anything.
No.
No.
I know. I wasn't.
No,
but she kind she kind of threw herself at me. And since I'd been interested since high school, I'm like, okay, why not?
Okay. So it was a good idea at the time.
Probably not, as it turned out.
No.
But the fact was we had our initial meeting and we were both attracted to each other, as it turns out.
Yep.
But nobody said anything.
That's right.
For more than a year.
Yep.
Because, well, obviously reasons.
Reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So initial meeting and attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yard sailing.
Yep.
And we were both intrigued, but never said a thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's the first stage.
Yep.
According to my article here, the next one is curiosity, interest, and infatuation, which is, it's the attraction stage, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's when infatuation is most pronounced, and it's also where physical intimacy may occur.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. And it often involves physical attributes of the potential partner and include things like outward appearance, body type, interests, personality traits. At this stage, the attraction may not be too deep, and each half of a couple is generally putting his or her best foot forward. Differences are not noticed or are dismissed with thoughts like, not a big deal, or she will change.
Mm.
Okay, so I guess that would be like the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
And everything I read says that usually lasts for about the first 6 months.
Okay, yeah.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, I would say, you know, you're starting to get to know each other and you sort of analyze, hey, you know, like, I've noticed this trait about this person and can I deal with it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I guess it's been, well, let's see, we're in March right now of 2024, mm-hmm. and it was April of 2023 when you initially invited me over for dinner one-on-one.
Yep.
Well, I was not really, because your son was here too.
Yep.
But and I didn't think of it as a date. It was just two friends getting together. And
that's how I thought about it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then we played Mario Kart, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think I kept looking over at you.
Yes, you did.
I did,
yeah.
didn't I?
Yeah.
Was I subtle?
Not really.
No.
No? No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah. I guess subtlety isn't my strong suit.
No. No, it's really not. No. But you're not somebody who initiates things either. You're very standoffish a little. So I had to approach that a little bit more. Like, mm-hmm. I was the one who had to approach you.
Well, that's true. Because I didn't think a sweet young hottie like you would be interested in someone like me. So I was like, I better not say anything.
Right. Yeah. So I was actually on the other side saying, like, I would like to maybe pursue this. But at the same time, I knew you had just gotten out of a relationship and I didn't want to push it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway.
Yeah.
You invited me over.
Yes, I did.
and sparks flew, as they say.
Sure. You were new in town. I was
19 when sparks flew. And then I guess a week later I went up to Timmins.
Yep.
Visited my boy for about a week or so.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you were gone for about a week, yeah.
But we pretty much texted quite a bit.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, and I think we talked quite a bit, too,
on the phone. Yeah. Voice talking and texting.
Yes.
Yes, yes. There was all of that stuff.
Absolutely.
And yeah, there was something there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So then I got back, and I guess we've been pretty much inseparable ever since.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah, I would say so. We it's very rare that we do something without the other.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So the next stage, stage three, enlightenment and becoming a couple,
mm-hmm.
says, during this stage of a relationship, hormones are coming down and reality sets in. Couples often go deeper in their connection. Trust is stronger and more intimacies may be shared at this next stage as couples take away some of their best face and allow themselves to act more naturally and relax.
Okay. Yeah. And I see that as, you know, you sort of, you still go with the mundane every day, but you're still together and you're kind of, this honeymoon phase is now weaning, I think is the term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would say that, let's see, we're about, let's say 10 months in,
mm-hmm.
maybe 11, I don't know, something like that. Are we out of the honeymoon phase?
I don't know.
Because it still feels amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And all that good stuff. Yeah. But I have noticed that some of the pretense has disappeared and we're able to be more snarky with each other.
Yeah,
And we're more relaxed and we're not afraid of offending the other person and them kicking us out.
Yeah. Yes. I think we're more getting settled.
Yes. Yeah. We could be more jokey and all that kind of stuff. And if I call you, or no, actually, you're going to tend to call me a peckerhead because that's what your dad's favorite word is.
My dad's favorite word, yes.
Hey, peckerhead. That means he likes you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And my dad really likes you. And I think I like to say that your dad likes me. So I think that we've kind of gotten to a point where we're comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can just say this is the way it is and we can argue if we want or discuss it or
take it or leave it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you're right. My dad does like you because he keeps telling me that if I screw this one up, then I'm doomed for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Alrighty then.
Don't screw this one up, Sean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't screw this one up, Sean.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. How good this is. And people always say, oh, yeah. You always say that. And how did you know this time? And you always thought and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Because every time you get into a relationship, you think, well, this seems like it's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But this time it's different.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I've said that to my brother before. It's different this time. He's like, oh, yeah, you never felt this way before, right? And they always make fun of me. Because I've had a good long string of bad relationships.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, well, either I'm not ready or they're not ready or we're not compatible or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reasons. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have the fear almost of that, you know, this is my third long-term relationship. And I have a history of long-term relationships. I don't like to just, I love them and leave them. That's not really my thing. Mm-hmm. I like long lasting relationships. And I think sometimes even my shortest was like a year. Like it's, right. it takes a long time to really push me away. But
good to know.
I'm pretty patient, but I've noticed, and that's kind of for me, it's a little bit of a hesitancy on my end. Cause I'm like, am I just like, is this just a rebound thing? Is this just a whatever? And I feel like, no, it's really not. I'm just comfortable.
Yes. There's a certain level of comfort here that I've never experienced before.
Yeah.
And even in my first marriage, mm-hmm. and I thought that was the be all and end all of everything.
Right.
And yeah, it was certainly the end all, but it wasn't the be all.
Right.
But this feels different.
Okay.
Like similar,
right.
But better.
Okay. Okay.
Like there's the comfort. Mm-hmm. There's the, we're able to talk about anything.
Yeah.
And every time I go into a relationship, I'm like, you know what? Okay. I want it to be like for the long term.
Right.
And it just turns out that they never are for whatever reason. But right. Like I said, this one feels different.
That's good.
Yes.
Good.
And so the last phase is the commitment or engagement. Couples should have a good understanding of their partner's values, lifestyle, and goals for the future. There should be a relationship with each other's family and friends, and this may be the start of a commitment phase. Mm-hmm. Open and honest conversations should be happening as couples plan their present and future together. Questions about children, finances, careers, future goals, and lifestyle should be discussed more fully. Differences are normal, and couples with open communication will learn about themselves and their relationship as they note how they handle these differences with each other. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that actually brought up this whole topic mm-hmm. is two episodes ago, we hinted at a great big secret.
Yes.
And there was really no secret. It was just to get the listeners interested in what it might be so they keep coming back for more.
Right.
And what did we do? Actually, you know what we'll do? We'll play a promo for another podcast right here on
the ESO Network.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Tony.
Do you like ads about podcasts?
You know it.
How about ads about Doctor Who podcasts?
Even better.
Well, you're in luck because this is an ad about a Doctor Who podcast.
Wow, I love it.
And you'll love us, the Watchathon of Rassilon, a podcast about Doctor Who.
I'll buy 12.
Actually, it's free.
I'll buy 13 then.
And we're back.
Okay.
So what was this big dark secret?
Oh, are we ready?
I don't know. Should we drag it out more so the listeners have to wait?
Oh, I don't know. I think you on your personal profile on Facebook have put the, you've already kind of leaked it.
Nobody commented.
No, but there is a photo there.
There is.
Yeah.
There is. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So what we did about a month ago mm-hmm. is we traded in both of our vehicles for one family vehicle.
Yes.
Yes. You had a 2018 Jeep Compass. Mm-hmm. I had a 2019 Nissan Rogue. Mm-hmm. And we got ourselves a 2024 Jeep Wrangler Sahara.
Yes. It was that's my dream vehicle.
That's your dream vehicle.
Yeah. And even the salesman who knew, because we went to the place where I purchased my last vehicle.
Yeah.
And even some of the salesmen knew, they were commenting, isn't this what you wanted the first time? And I'm like, absolutely, this is exactly what I wanted the first time. And to our surprise, it's cheaper to buy new than used.
Yes, because I just wanted to trade mine in. I was going to get a 2022 Jeep Compass
yep.
with all the bells and whistles mm-hmm. yep. used. But the prices were outrageous.
And the interest rate.
The interest rate was crazy, like ridiculous. 10% or something.
Ridiculous. And that was the best.
So we inquired. Mm-hmm. And because I work for Canada Post, I get the thing at cost.
Mm-hmm.
And
we got a great deal.
We got a great deal. Mm-hmm. What color did we get?
It's called Bikini.
Pearl.
Pearl.
Bikini yes. Pearl.
Bikini Pearl.
Which basically means metallic teal.
Yes.
Basically. Aquamarine.
Yeah.
Kind of whatever.
Yeah. And everybody compliments the color.
Yes. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the only reason we could do this, of course, is because we work a block away from each other.
Yeah.
So we go to work in the morning together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you park it at your spot.
Yep.
Because it would have cost me, you know, like $72 to park in my parking lot at work.
A month.
Yeah.
And that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
And so mine is included.
Yours is included. So we're saving $72 a month
yep.
that way.
Yeah.
I just have to walk over to your parking lot
And then is only a block away.
It's a block away. And then I go home or do whatever I have to do and then just pick you up after work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it works out pretty well, actually.
It does. It works out very well.
The only issue or concern I have with this thing, it's a friggin' pig on gas.
It is.
It's a beast.
Yes.
But it's up high. We're going to get a trailer hitch on it.
Yes.
It's got lots of room and towing capacity. And a lot of the Jeepers out there wave at us.
Yeah. Every Jeeper waves at you.
Not everyone.
At least, but wait a minute, they should.
Yes, the ones in the know. They should, yeah. It's a Jeep community.
Yes, this is a, you know, an expectation when you buy a Jeep that you wave at each other. And even Brother Robin made a comment about that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Mom used to have a Jeep.
Yes.
And when he drove it, he was always being waved at, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because that people thought he was good looking.
No, that's for sure.
It was because he was wearing it. He was driving a Jeep.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is another level or stage of relationships, which brought this whole topic up.
Yeah.
I've never not had my own vehicle. Mm-hmm. So that's quite the thing to get used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like my vehicle was always an extension of my personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now it's ours.
Well, and for me too, you know, like a lot of people, I feel that having your own vehicle means freedom,
yes.
Right? In a way, I still feel like I do have my own because Wyatt's car is here as well.
That's true.
So I can hop in it at any time because it's also insured and, you know, all that good stuff. So, but I still feel that car is Wyatt's, right?
Yeah.
So even though I can hop in it and go wherever I'd like to, I still feel as though it's his. So I probably wouldn't do that. I'd be pretty reluctant. I do tell him, yes. Hey, I'm taking your car.
Well, it's not like he drives it.
Yeah, right. He's still learning.
It's a standard. So. Yeah.
He's still learning how to drive the manual transmission. But yeah, so it is quite a change because I don't feel as though I have the freedom that I used to.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, another thing. We were at the vintage market on the weekend, mm-hmm. and we ran into our friend Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
and she was talking about relationships and how happy we look together and
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
And what did she say? Or what did we say? You said something about how we're going to be together forever.
Yes.
And then I think I said, because there's no choice.
There's no choice.
We've decided.
Yes.
This is it.
That's
and,
it.
And she's like, oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. There's no exchanges, refunds.
No.
Returns.
No, this is it this time.
No, and my dad even said, like, you can't return me to him. He's
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it.
And like you said, my dad would kick my ass if this didn't work out.
Yeah.
And I don't see any reason why it won't work out.
Nope, not at all.
Because we're happy.
Yeah.
And we talk about everything.
Absolutely.
We have the same values and likes and
I think goals. You're coming a little bit out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, you're how would you call it? Sassy. And I think some of that's rubbing off on me, making me a little bit more bold and all that good stuff.
That's a good thing, though.
Yes.
Because I do find that you're a little reserved.
I'm a lot reserved.
Some people would describe you as a pushover.
Yes.
So I think that, you know, it's good for you. You need to come out of that shell a little bit. And
when I can't do it, you certainly can.
I can.
Yep.
Don't tell me I can't do it.
No, that's right. You tell them like it is.
That's it. Yeah.
And I'll just stand behind you and say, that's right, what she said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what's happening there.
Yeah. So that's sort of leveling up, I guess.
I think so.
Yeah. And what's coming up in May?
Oh, our wedding?
Yeah.
On May the 4th?
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you, Leah.
Thank you. May the 4th be with you.
And also with you. Or whatever.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So that's what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This coming weekend, we're going to go see Dakota in Wisconsin.
Yes.
And probably do an episode with her and Luke, because we did the 90-day fiancé interview with them and all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
So get an update on how they've been living together for the last year or so.
Right.
So I'm sure the listeners would like to know that.
Mm-hmm.
International love, I think we'll call it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, that's good.
But something like that.
So that's this coming weekend? No, it's not the following weekend.
Yeah, what's today?
Today's the 20th.
The 20th of March. This comes out tomorrow on the 21st, and we're leaving the 29th. So there probably won't be an episode next week. There might be.
Might be.
But might not be.
It might come late.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah. So level up. We did it. We're doing it.
We're doing it. We're still happy.
I think we're friggin' thrilled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. More wedding news on the wedding front, actually. I went to a seamstress yesterday, somebody who does sewing, and my dress has been fitted, and she's going to do the necessary alterations. So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Got to meet somebody new, which I like that. I like meeting new people. Mm-hmm. And she's excellent. And she does have a business card, so I have it in my pocket. So I'll be taking a photo and posting it.
On the SoulForge page?
On the SoulForge page.
Excellent.
Yeah.
For any local people who want to get their wedding dress or anything else.
Yeah,
seamstressized.
Yes.
Or whatever you want to call
it. They need any alterations.
Yes. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for.
She also designs clothes.
Oh, like
she has her own clothing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, you know, yeah, she has a website and everything. So people may want to check it out. She's great. Very, very nice lady.
Good.
Yeah.
I didn't meet her. You went with Amanda.
Yes.
So.
And then Amanda and I went to the Blockhouse, I think it's called.
Didn't you call it the Boiler Room?
No, the Boiler Room is at the mill.
The Blockhouse. Okay.
The Blockhouse pub.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. It was delicious.
Another recommendation for any local listeners.
Yes. Okay. It's a great place. I don't recommend going at breakfast time, though, because it's packed. If you want breakfast, they do an all-day breakfast.
Nice.
But I had the roast beef sandwich and it had bacon and horseradish and onion and the roast beef. It was slow roasted and the fries are seasoned. It was absolutely delicious, like super delicious.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a kitty wants to play.
Yes. Well, we have all three cats surrounding us right now. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going crazy, so I think it's time for end this podcast.
Yes.
And
that might be an idea for a future podcast. Cats.
Okay. Quite possibly.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Should we interview one of our cats?
Sure. Sounds like a plan. All right. And on that lovely note, dear listeners, thanks for coming by the SoulForge and taking another listen. I hope you take care of yourselves and each other. And remember, love does not need to be perfect. It just needs to be true. Thank you for listening to another episode of the SoulForge podcast. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we hope you'll tune in again next time. Remember that you can visit soulforgepodcast.com for all of our social media links, and don't forget to share the show with everyone you know. The SoulForge podcast is your best source for living your best life.
Think about it.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the Tee Public store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.